The surprise. 1. The surprise. 2. Daisy picked up the telephone and tried to get through to her client again. Her client, a certain Frank Baccini, who had a warehouse of electrical goods, had not paid for her 2 days' work. 3. Daisy had managed to discover where Mr. Baccini's dishonest partner was now living, and was anxiously expecting her check. Daisy was beginning to think that her client was dishonest too. 4. A very bored, "Hello, can I help you?" was the reply at the other end. It was a young woman's voice, Frank Baccini's secretary. "I'd like to speak to Mr. Baccini, please."
"Sorry, Mr. Baccini's out of town."
5. "But when is he coming back?" insisted Daisy.
"I'm afraid I don't know."
"Will you tell him Daisy Hamilton telephoned, and would like to talk to him urgently?"
"Well, yes, I suppose so,"
was the completely unconcerned reply. 6. This was the 10th telephone conversation Daisy had had in 2 weeks with this young woman, but Frank Baccini hadn't got in touch with her yet. Daisy was furious, and decided to go to Mr. Baccini's warehouse to see if he was there. When she arrived, she knocked on the office door. Mr. Baccini's secretary said in her monotonous voice,
"Come in."
7. "I telephoned many times. My name is Daisy Hamilton."
"Really? Who did you want to speak to?"
asked the young woman without even glancing at Daisy.
"I want to speak to Mr. Baccini," replied Daisy.
She was becoming even more aggressive. 8.
"I'm afraid he's not here," said the secretary in her usual monotonous way, and went on reading her magazine.
9. Daisy shouted, "Enough is enough," and banged the door closed. Daisy felt rather depressed. "I know what I'll do," she thought. "I'll stop off at Luigi's for a nice banana split." Daisy liked sitting in Luigi's ice cream parlour and having a little chat with the owner, a positive-thinking Italian. 10. As Daisy walked up the stairs to her office, she felt a little less sore about human beings. Just as Daisy was changing her shoes to a more comfortable pair, someone knocked on the door and walked in. It was a workman in overalls. 11.
"Excuse me, miss. Are you Miss Daisy Hamilton? Where shall we put these?"
pointing to 2 large boxes on the landing. 12.
"Yes, I am Daisy Hamilton. But what have you got there? What's in those boxes?"
"The big one is a fridge, and the smaller one is a cappuccino-making machine. You've chosen well, you know. These are the best makes around."
13.
"I haven't ordered either of these," exclaimed Daisy.
"But it's your name on the delivery note," insisted the workman. "It's all paid for. Just tell me where to put them."
14. Daisy was just about to refuse the goods when she saw Frank Baccini coming in the door too.
"Miss Hamilton, I'm very sorry I haven't been in touch. I do hope you don't mind, but I had noticed you didn't have a fridge in your office, and this cappuccino-making machine is a little speciality. Oh, by the way, here is your check for the excellent work you did, with a little extra for your expenses."
15. Frank Baccini saw Daisy was astonished, and added,
"My secretary did phone you, I hope. I've been away for a couple of weeks on a honeymoon."
16. Daisy recovered herself.
"Well, no, she didn't, but that's quite all right, Mr. Baccini.